Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Where are we going to go with this search? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, we hope you had a good snow weekend and enjoyed all of the football. I think the most frustrating thing, Mike, was watching these games and going, we should have been in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But we weren't, and the Bucs aren't now anymore. And so we'll break down all the things that we saw. But we start first, guys, with the news that came down, ironically, after the general manager spoke last week, and that is they did fire Jimmy Lake. Mike, they
which I kind of have a problem with, too, by the way. If we're not, if you know, I mean, this would be, I don't know. I don't want to make it into a federal case. It's water under the bridge now. But that's be more questions I would have for the general manager regarding that whole process. You know, how did you come to this decision with the coach? You know, did this come from you? I mean, was there a consensus that he had to go? You know, where was this collaborative effort in evaluating a guy who just got fired? Oh, by the way, 36 hours after you just spoke, you know, which I don't know. I mean, less than 24 hours, isn't it? I don't know, man. There's dysfunction here to me, just to me, you know, and I don't want to start Monday. I want to have a fresh, clean slate because we're going to go find some new dude. And maybe you brought this up, you know, off the air. I want to steal your thunder. You know, maybe a coach getting back in the game doesn't help himself by having two rookie coordinators.
Yeah, I think, look, at the end of the day, whoever it's going to be, and there are a lot of names out there, and don't get caught up because some of this is misdirection. I'm going to tell you right now.
Right.
But a guy asked me yesterday, he said, Dukes, do you have any idea where they're going? I hear some names, but I'm not willing to run with it yet because there's still the process and which they're going through. But some of these names we're familiar with. Mike, first of all, you're right. And I said this last week, and it's upsetting because it gives the general manager an out by doing this after he speaks, okay? It gives him an out, which now I don't have to answer questions until the draft, and guess what? We'll have our new guy by then, and everything will feel good by then. And so, to your point, while we're all in this mess right now, help us figure all of this out and how you come to these decisions. Nevertheless, it was the right decision. Jimmy Lake got fired because, no, he wasn't a scapegoat. He got fired because he didn't do his job. He wasn't good at it, and we weren't good at defense. And by the way, the firing of Jay Rogers, kind of under the radar, is a big deal. We didn't sack the quarterback, and our D-line isn't good enough. If you're talking about developing guys and getting guys better, you better bring in somebody who can do those things. So that firing, too, everybody's kind of talking about Jimmy Lake. We need a really good defensive line coach who understands how to develop and also, Mike, help these guys get to the quarterback.
And, you know, where are we going with this? I know you said it, the short list. The first name that cropped up when this dropped was, you know, Robert Saleh. And there was some stories on Friday linking him to maybe going back to 49ers, reconnecting with Kyle Shanahan. I don't know. Maybe he wants to, you know, do something different. I think Robert Saleh does a hell of a job. I know Sandra Gold would be happy, Carl. She has a big crush on him. But I do think that he's good at what he did. And the other name ironically linked to it is the guy who replaced Saleh when he got fired, the interim coach Jeff Ulbrich, who sicked Tack McKinley on us here. And also his defense went backwards when he took over after Robert Saleh left the Jets. So I'm not necessarily interested in Ulbrich here,
yeah.
Even though he's very popular in the building.
Well, all of these guys that these guys that are rumored to be candidates, and again, some of this is misdirection, but some of these guys, Mike, all have a connection to Rock. They either worked with him, worked on the same staff with him, have some kind of connection. You go, Robert Saleh, yes, Saleh was Kyle Shanahan's defensive coordinator. There is a connection there. Him and Ra, they go back. Like, there is a line that you can draw to each one of these guys, and they all kind of make sense. My thing is, who's the right guy? Because the way this defense played, and we got a lot of stuff to correct. I mean, when you look at the numbers, Mike, And you want to tell me numbers are for losers, so be it. The Falcons were 31st in sacks, we know that. 25th in defense, EPA, 23rd in defense success rate. We couldn't get off the field. More teams threw the ball down the field on us. Opposing receivers, Mike, second highest wide open receiver rate in the National Football League. Like, we couldn't cover, we couldn't get off the field. All these things have to be fixed. And here's the kicker, Atlanta. How much can you add to this team? How much are you going to be able to add to this team to truly try to fix it? So you better get somebody who knows what they're doing.
Yeah, we've gone round and round about this draft. You know, I'm glad that, you know, he's shown some signs. But, I mean, you could argue that, you know, maybe go with the sure thing in the second round, knowing you've kind of invested in Kirk Cousins at the time before the wheels came off to kind of make a run here in these next few years. A project's not the play.
No.
Just like Troy Anderson. And, look, we love him. He's a good guy to talk to. At the end of the day, he can't play. He's played 9 games in 2 seasons. And I know that I've made this a thing, but it's a thing. Need the play.
It's a thing.
You need the guy. And Nick Benito, you know, let me go with the guy from Montana State who's played 6 positions. Let me go with the guy out of Oklahoma who's really ranked well. You know, this is where you fall in love with the prisoner of the moment stuff and the combine metrics, and you're getting too cute. So to me, our general manager has gotten too cute with a row, row, ho, row, row. Now we got Bergeron, right? All the credit in the world. Zach Harrison, 3rd-round pick. How much do you expect out of a 3rd-round pick? I mean, do you feel that, I mean, you're starting to fade now from instant impact? That is the guy that you could say, okay, maybe he comes into his own, because that's the guy that followed Chase Daniels at Ohio State and has got all the size and all the metrics, but just never has able to put it on the field.
Yeah, there are 3rd-round picks, though, a lot of them that have hit, and we need a couple of our guys to hit. We want to hear from you at 404-726-0929. Follow us on social media. He's Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'Em Up. See, Dukes, the radio show is Dukes and Bell 929 as we talk about the Falcons now in the market for a new defensive coordinator. Here's the other thing, and I don't care who this ultimately ends up being. Can we put guys in a position to be successful? I mean, why the hell is Judon trying to cover guys 25 yards down the field when that's not what he does?
Right.
I don't get it. So from that standpoint, Mike, we need somebody who not only understands and how to implement a defense and run it correctly, but also putting guys giving them a chance to have success. I mean, you saw that a couple of different times this season, and we were like, wait a minute, why is he running down the field with guys he can't cover?
And it got us back to, flashbacks of 2019 with Vic Beasley. You know, when you're taking a guy that goes from whatever the reason was, you know, all those sacks, 15 and a half, and all of a sudden now he's just a body out there sort of floating like a jellyfish, Carl, serving no purpose in the scope of the defense. You know, and another thing that's come up, and it's funny, I saw Rusty Manziel, I retweeted it today at Mike Bell ATL. Follow Carl, he's put him up, see Dukes, is watching these playoffs this weekend and seeing all the Georgia Bulldogs. All the Georgia Bulldogs.
Yeah.
You know, and not just on the Eagles, they're everywhere, you know. Impact players from right in your backyard, which I used to get on Dimitroff, and Terry seems to have an aversion to them as well. So that's frustrating. Now, I'm not sure there's Georgia Bulldogs I'm as high on as you would have been on the 21 and 22 class, but it's just kind of interesting to see all these guys making plays all over the friggin' place except right here in their backyard.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate. N'Kobe Dean looks like he's done for the season.
Yeah, that's a buzzkill.
Knee injury. He's been killing it up there in Philly. But you're right. I mean, these championship-caliber teams are championship-caliber teams in college for a reason. They have studs. And Kirby had about 5 years worth of studs right in the building. Now, I'm not saying, to your point, that there aren't other guys that are coming along in the pipeline, but like, there's a reason why Georgia's been so damn good. So, yeah, it is. I tweeted it as well, and I thought the picture with all those guys on the field at the same time, and you're going two different teams, look at the impactful players that these guys, and they're all kicking and talking about, yeah, you're from Georgia, yeah, and they all take a picture, and it was great. But, you know, we can't continue to miss or not take these kinds of players because these guys are right down the road. Now, I know Terry has said to us they're not intentionally not taking Georgia players, and I understand this, and this is the argument. As a fan, we go, I don't care what it takes, get him. You don't just go get a Georgia player because he's a Georgia player. But if he's there, and there have been times when guys have been there, we have passed.
And some of this goes back to Dimitroff. But again, there were certainly some guys the last 4 years from Georgia that would have looked good there. And yes, they do take Georgia Bulldogs, but they take them in the 6th round, like Justin Schaefer, or, you know, they take Zion Logue. So it's not the impact guys. We're talking about taking Georgia players in the first 2 rounds. That's where we're at. But anyway, that was just another kind of like footnote from this weekend of playoff football that we weren't participating in.
All right. We're talking about the D.C. job. Is there somebody you want to see take the job? And for me, the qualifications are simple. Experience. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for somebody who's done it well, who's done it in other places, and has had success doesn't necessarily have to be a Super Bowl winning DC. By the way, our head coach is that. So with Raheem and the brain power that is already in the room, and now we can truly say this is why the defense got better, and that's why Jimmy Lake got. He didn't do a great job. Ross stepped in, and whoever else, they helped the defense after the bye week, and it got better. But, Mike, that's what I'm looking for the next guy, because now we got to take the next step. The offense is good, man. It's right. going to be
yes.
good. And I'm going to tell you guys this. As I watched that game last night, and I'm watching Jaden Daniels, I'm excited about what, you know, the future holds for him, but I'm sitting there going, we got a guy too. I mean, they went toe for toe, man. They went head to head in that week where we probably should have won the damn game, but because of coaching mistakes, we didn't. And Mike, I feel as good as any team in the league right now about the future of our quarterback. All these teams that are advancing had great quarterback play, and 3 weeks of Penix gives me really the hope that I'm looking for right. as we move forward. And I'm just bringing up Jaden Daniels because he stole the show yesterday.
Yeah, and, you know, Jaden Daniels, just those moments where you've got to account. Did you see the sequence where the Bucs had two spies on him? So you're taking two guys out of coverage, and that certainly allowed for plays. And, you know, it's something that they talked about in the broadcast that, yeah, Chris Collinsworth was all over it, and rightly so. So that's why sometimes, why don't you spy these guys? Well, because you take yourself out of your defense and things open up. Now, Chris, you're a Jets fan. Correct me if I'm wrong. Robert Saleh's base is a 4-3, right? So that would be changing the scheme up a little bit. Now, if you like Rook row, and you like Ebukadie, some of those, does that play into maybe expanding that? I don't know, Carl. He uses all the different things, sort of cover one, cover three. I mean, but as far as base, he's a 4-3 guy.
Yeah, I don't think that is going to ultimately matter, Mike. There's so many teams that run 3-4 that are great at right. it. We don't have the dudes.
No, we don't have the linebackers. At the end of the day, we don't have the linebackers. That's why our 4-3 doesn't work. Our 3-4 doesn't work.
Dudes.
We don't have the guys. Lorenzo Carter doesn't work when he's healthy. You know, Judon we talked about doesn't work.
It's not the scheme.
No.
I just
we don't have the guys. X's and O's and Jimmy's and Joe's. We ain't got either one.
We don't have the guys, man. I'm just telling you. You know who runs 3-4? Steelers, Ravens,
right.
Browns.
But Grady Fitz, you know, this was my beef when we brought
Vikings.
Remember when Pease came in and Grady got mad at me? I said, you're better fit for a 4-3. You might try to get a trade. Grady does fit a 4-3 if you feel Grady has something left in the tank.
Lions, Eagles.
No.
I'm just telling you.
Right.
It's not the scheme. All right. With that said,
you got to draft the right guys. Free agency is an augmentation, Carl. Right? Period.
We're going to see where this goes with the search for a new DC and how quickly it gets done. We got other coaching news that happened today in the National Football League. We're going to get to that. But coming up, we're going to talk to Mark Raimondi because this news broke literally as we said it would. After everything was done, we'll find out what he thinks about this. This hour is brought to you by Padley. Sell your home for cash fast. Padley, PADLY buys.com. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.